Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
How bad is it? Joe Biden's own Border Patrol chief, who grunged Joe Biden's Border Patrol, threw him under the bus this weekend, calling Joe Biden's border, the way Joe Biden is running our national border, a national security threat. This is extraordinary. This guy was picked by the Biden administration. He's one of them. They didn't inherit him from the last administration.
Customs and Border Protection data shows there were nearly 190,000 migrant encounters at the southern border last month, the highest February ever recorded. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens is sounding the alarm.
That is a national security threat. Border security is a big piece of national security. And if we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat.
For Owens to admit this about the border he manages for Joe Biden is extraordinary, especially considering all the claims, I guess, lies by Biden and Mayorkas that the border is secure, nothing to see there. Here's what Owens says keeps him up at night.
We're at, closing in on a million entries this fiscal year alone. That number is a large number, but what's keeping me up at night is the 140,000 known gotaways. That is a national security threat. Border security is a big piece of national security. And if we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat.
Again, this is an extraordinary admission from the guy running Joe Biden's border for him, the guy Joe Biden picked to do that. We don't know who's coming into the country. We don't know why. Why would Jason Owens do this? Why would he throw his boss under the bus right now? Well, you saw what happened this weekend in Moscow, that terror attack. Jason Owens, Joe Biden's Border Patrol chief, knows we're going to have one of those here, maybe many times worse. He heard the FBI director a couple months ago warn this is the worst threat environment he's ever seen, worse than 9/11. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, look, he works with the FBI. They're all under the Department of Homeland Security. He knows all about the ISIS smuggling network that Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, admitted they're keeping an eye on last week. It's actively operating right now at the border. Owens knows all this. He knows a brutal attack is coming, and he doesn't want to be Joe Biden's scapegoat. And Owens knows this. They haven't background checked everybody that they picked up at the border. And in some cases, when they ran background checks against the international terror watch lists, they let them go before the results came back. And look, there was one of those, remember CNN reported a few months back, so alarming, he'd been allowed into the country. The FBI at the time was frantically trying to find him, that Joe Biden was briefed in his morning briefing about this terrorist. Jason Owens knows he's released terrorists into this country. He knows his name is going to be on this mass death. He is rushing to blame his boss before he becomes the scapegoat. That's the terrifying situation in America right now. Over the weekend, Republicans tried to attach a lot of amendments to that atrocity of a spending bill. You know what one of them was? It simply said Border Patrol would screen everyone they caught at the border against the terror watch list, both the FBI's and the international one, and they would hold them until the results came back. They're not doing that now. That's why Congress, Republicans anyway, wanted that. The Democrats voted that down. Folks, that is an absolute contempt for life. There's no other way around that. That's an absolute callous disregard for having a terror attack, really just accepting one as collateral damage to get to the kind of voter rolls that the Democrats want. Because after all, this is a voter drive. Don't kid yourself. They haven't legalized them yet, but they will. They're planning on doing amnesty down the road. Jason Owens knows his name's on all of this, and he doesn't want to be the face of it. He's hitting Joe before Joe can hit him in the event of a terror attack. No doubt, Jason Owens also saw General Michael Kurilla's warning about ISIS earlier this month, that ISIS is regrouping and will have the ability to hit us within 6 months. He testified that before Congress.
The risk of attack emanating from Afghanistan is increasing. I assess ISIS Khorasan retains the capability and will to attack U.S. and Western interests abroad in as little as 6 months and with little to no warning.
Why then, knowing we've got an active ISIS network that's human trafficking people over our borders right now, knowing ISIS is coming here to hit us, would you let these illegal immigrants go before their terror watch list results come back? Why won't they do it? Because the lines will stack up. Because Bill Malusian of Fox News and all of the folks who put their fine reporting about what's actually going on the border on X and get more hits than any of the networks do now, because those lines would back up. It would provide the visual, and Democrats might be forced to stop their voter drive. They'd rather let them go before the results come back than risk the bad optics, even knowing people will die because of it. They simply don't care. They're a homicidal party. What's even more fascinating is the direct line between the resurgence of ISIS, Joe Biden, and his failings all over the world. Conspiracy-minded folks on Twitter this weekend suggested, hey, it was probably not really ISIS that attacked Russia. It was probably the CIA. It was probably our federal government pretending to be ISIS. Well, folks, honestly, is there much difference between that and abandoning Bagram Air Force Base? 5,000 terrorists and jihadis were jailed there. We lost 2,400 Americans who hunted them. They were killed in the process. Thousands more injured capturing them. We snuck out in the middle of the night and we let them go. This is who's running these networks now. The Brits begged us to turn Bagram over to them. But remember, Joe Biden, in the tradition of Barack Obama, was determined that Bagram and the jail would fall to the Taliban. That's why we snuck out in the middle of the night to the Brits, without telling the Brits. That's why their parliament censured Joe Biden, and why he became the only American president ever censured by the British parliament. George Washington killed a lot of Brits, and they didn't even censure him. I know. So they left. We left in the middle of the night to ensure the Brits couldn't seize control of Bagram. We flung the doors open. We let them go. So, yes, the conspiracy theorists are accurate about one thing. Clearly, the Biden administration wanted a reconstituted ISIS. They wanted reconstituted terror threats the world over. And they wanted them doing terror attacks and hitting places, including Russia. And we can only assume the homeland, since the border's wide open and they let them go.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, now listen to Senator Marco Rubio brilliantly draw the line for CNN between Joe Biden, these activities, what just happened in Russia, and what's surely coming here.
Now, ISIS-K, ISIS Khorasan, is largely the Afghan wing of ISIS. It's reconstituted itself, as we warned would happen when we had this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. One of the reasons why we didn't want to withdraw precipitously is because you give them operating space to reorganize themselves and plan externally. And since that time, they've attacked inside of Afghanistan. They're responsible for the Abbey Gate, the loss of 13 Americans and service people right outside the gate of the airport. They conducted an attack inside of Iran not too long ago, and now this one in Russia. And they'll do it here in the homeland.
Again, last month, under oath before Congress, the FBI director admitted there is an active ISIS smuggling network at our border, and they're keeping their eyes on it. Here's Rubio on that.
I think we should be very concerned, as the FBI director confirmed to me, that there is a wing, there is a trafficking network out there that specializes in moving people. They do it for profit, including across our southern border, who have links to ISIS, I think common sense tells you if they run a trafficking network of people, they would most certainly use it to move operatives into the United States. That border situation and the existence of that network is a threat to the United States. If they could do what they did in Moscow in the United States, they would do it in a heartbeat. They want to do it.
Rubio finished with this.
If you think back to the end of 2020 under the Trump administration, ISIS was basically out of business. I mean, they were down to less than 1,000 fighters or so forth. And now they've reconstituted themselves. And part of it is, once we leave in Afghanistan, we're no longer there to conduct regular strikes. They can now operate openly. And these guys have found a place to operate from. They need real estate. They need land. They need places where they can organize and do external plotting. Now, it's a lot easier for them to get into Iran. It's a lot easier for them to get into Russia and do these things. But their aspirations go beyond Russia and Iran. They would love to do what they did in Moscow here inside the United States. And it's something we have to be very vigilant about when we have a border in which 9 million people have come across in the last 3 years.
In case you've got any doubt left that the Democrat Party is homicidal and wants to make sure these potential terrorists have everything they need for a mass attack, I give you Barack Obama appointed judge just last week took a case she'd ruled on in which she'd said illegal immigrants don't have Second Amendment rights, recalled the case because of some rulings in some other gun cases, and said, you know what? I changed my mind. Yep, I'm going to rule illegal immigrants do have Second Amendment rights. Her name's Judge Sharon Coleman. She's a federal district court judge. She was appointed by Obama. In fact, she went a step further, saying that illegal immigrants shouldn't even be stripped of their Second Amendment rights if they just commit misdemeanor crimes. The guy whose case she was ruling in had misdemeanor convictions on our soil, in addition to breaking the law coming here. She said, no. It's got to be a violent felony or some sort of crime committed with a gun, or they get guns. What does this mean? She didn't do that in a vacuum, okay? She was told to do that. These Democrats intend to make sure they can get the guns and the supplies and everything that they need for a mass terror attack. Folks, can you come up with any other explanation? And when you look at the votes of this past weekend, you can only come to one other conclusion, too, that Democrats have some purpose, some future use, not just for illegal immigrants. We know they want to turn them into voters and permanently turn America blue. No, Democrats have a particular use for illegal immigrant criminals. They could eject these criminals and still have plenty of voters after an amnesty with which to turn the country permanently blue. But they protect them. Look at what Democrats voted down just this weekend. Look, one of the big reasons they get negative PR is what the criminal illegal immigrants do, right? If I were them and I was running a voter drive and I wanted to get another 10 million people in here in the next 3 years, like they brought in the last three, I would make sure as a Democrat that I had a good system to reject and eject illegal immigrant criminals. I'd want ICE to pick them up so they don't make headlines so I could continue with my voter drive. But they don't. They want them here and they want them out. Listen to what the Laken Riley Act would have done. They tried to attach it, Republicans did, in the Senate as an amendment. Simple common sense stuff. It would say if you commit armed robbery, if you commit theft, if you commit a host of crimes here in America as an illegal immigrant after you commit the crime of breaking into the country, then you're going to get picked up by ICE when you bond out or you're done serving your time. You're going to be detained. We're not even talking about deporting them, okay? Just detaining them so that I wouldn't hurt anyone. Laken Riley would be alive if we did that. Democrats killed that in the Senate. Here's another one. If you commit crimes, you can't become a citizen, including burglary, theft, shoplifting, and assaulting a law enforcement officer. You do that, you get convicted of it, you can't become a citizen later. Democrats blocked that one. And the most shocking of all, I told you about last week, Senator Joni Ernst amendment, which would have said, okay, if you do bodily harm as an illegal immigrant to a person or you're charged with it and you bond out, you have to be detained by ICE. In other words, they've got to pick you up and hold you till your trial, or they've got to pick you up and hold you after you're convicted, serve your time, so you can't hurt somebody. You'd think the Democrats would be okay with that because you don't want these people, again, hurting others. It's going to hurt the voter drive. But no, they even voted that down. they're okay with. In fact, they insist that illegal immigrants who commit bodily harm to Americans be released to roam the streets. Again, combine that with the gun ruling, and what do you have? You have a situation where Jason Owens, who we started this podcast with, the Border Patrol chief at the border, releases you as an illegal immigrant before your results come back. You know, whether you're on the terror watch list or not, you as an illegal have a right now to go get a gun. You don't have any criminal convictions here yet, even though you're an internationally wanted terrorist. You go pick up the guns, you distribute them to your buddies, and off you go. And here's the problem. Our background checks for weapons purchases, they only pick up criminal convictions in this country. So if you're one of the mass murderers they picked up last week in El Paso, they got two of them, actually. One wanted for four murders in Colombia. Another woman who's an assassin for one of the cartels wanted for five murders in Mexico. These people don't have criminal records here. They'd be able to buy guns if this court ruling is upheld. And the Democrats legislatively could have done something about that this weekend with these amendments. They could have even looked tough on crime for their campaign commercials, tough on illegal immigration for their campaign commercials, but they chose not to. Why? These terrorists, these illegal immigrant criminals, they've got a plan for them. We just don't know what it is yet.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.